Good day, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the 10th Scope of Work Wrap-Up Conference Call. At this time, all participants are in a listen-only mode. Later, we will conduct a question-and-answer session, and instructions will follow at that time. If anyone should require assistance during the conference, please press star then zero on your touch-tone telephone. As a reminder, this call may be recorded. I would now like to introduce your host for today's conference, Ms. Carlene Roberts. You may begin.
Thank you, Demetrius. Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to our last webinar for the 10th Scope of Work HAI project. This will be short, so I won't be taking up too much of your time. With me on the line today is Bill Gardner, and we thought it would be a good idea to share with you the results of the project and to do a quick review of all the things we've done over the past 3 years. Oops, my slides are not going. Emily, I'm not being able to advance the slides.
You will just have to left-click on them first to activate them, and then you can use the arrow keys on your keyboard.
I did left-click. It's not going.
Are you using the arrows to try and move them forward?
Yep, I am.
Okay, do you see at the top of the screen where it says 01 10th SOW, and then there's a right arrow next to that?
Yes.
Try clicking that.
I did. Nothing's happening.
Okay, let me try one more thing.
Sorry, everybody. Hold on just a second. Okay, so I've got the message that you're now the presenter, so let me try again. Nope, still nothing. Oh, there. Whoops. Okay, there we go. Got it. Thank you. Okay, sorry for that, everybody. So August of first, 2011, sure seems like an eternity to go to me, and it probably does to you guys, too. So just a quick overview. We had 58 hospitals that participated across the state. We conducted four different face-to-face learning and action network meetings. There were 24 webinars. We conducted CUSP training back in the fall of 2011. There was a series of three CAUTI work group sessions where we all, if you can remember, all on the phone and trying to help each other out with what we were doing for CAUTIs. For those of you that requested it, we did hand washing for life visits and ATP monitoring, and we did lots and lots of on-site visits. We developed lots of tools for you to use, and I'm not going to go through all of them, but just wanted to highlight a couple. The CLABSI maintenance bundle is one that the physicians on our advisory committee put a lot of work into, and I think that had a lot to do with us getting the great results we did for our CLABSIs. And then we developed lots of posters and brochures for patients that I know a lot of you are still using. And we probably will continue to be able to print those things up in our next scope of work. All of the tools are on our website, so you are free to go on there and print off whatever you would like. And I want to just give a special thanks to the past and present members of our advisory committee. All of the materials that we developed were reviewed and approved by the committee, and without the clinical expertise of Dr. Cole, Dr. Dumiati, and Dr. Kelsey, we would not have accomplished all that we did. So a very special thank you to you and to all the rest of our advisory committee members. And we will be forming another advisory committee for the next scope of work. So how did we do? The CMS goal for CLABSI relative improvement was 50%. This slide shows how we did in New York compared to the rest of the country. But remember, the national rate is for the hospitals working with the QIOs, so it is not for all of the hospitals in the whole United States. We exceeded the goal with a final improvement rate of 56.9%, and that was as of the data at the end of May. The national rate was slightly higher at 61%, But note that at one point, we were actually up to 65%. The CLABSI standard infection ratio goal was to be at or lower than 1.0. Note how much higher we were than national at the start of the project. We made great improvement, but still have a higher overall SIR than nationally. For those of you that didn't know, at the beginning of this project, we had one of the worst CLABSI rates in the country. So congratulations on doing a great job, but again, I'd like to point out that last year, we actually had an SIR of only 0.55. So again, the rates went up slightly. CLIP, the hated CLIP. Everybody complained about doing CLIP. But you all did a wonderful job in collecting the data, and we actually consistently, month over month, had between 98 and 99% compliance with all of the data elements. What this really showed was that people are following the insertion bundle and that the majority of infections are occurring 5 days or more after insertion. So they're really attributable to maintenance and not to insertion. Moving into what proved to be our biggest challenge, which is improving the rate of caudy infections. This graph is similar to the one that we showed for CLABSI. The CMS goal was a 25% relative improvement. We almost made it, but dropped back down during the last measurement period. However, we far exceeded the national rate that basically shows no improvement at all. The CAUTI SIR goal was, again, 1.0 or less, and we came close but did not meet the goal. We've always said, get the catheters out if they happen to get inserted. This was our major concentration over the past year and a half, and we worked very closely with some of you to accomplish this. We did do a good job with decreasing the utilization and exceeded the goal of 1.0 with an SDUR of 0.84, and we did exceed the national rate. So good job with the utilization. C. diff, the goal was an 8% relative improvement rate, and I thought at the beginning of this project, piece of cake. As you can see, at one point, we were doing really awesome and had a 24% improvement. However, we continued to decline and ended up with an overall of 11.5%. We exceeded the goal and the national rate, but I am worried that all the gains that we had were losing. The CDI SIR goal was 1.0 or less, and we did not meet that goal. As you can see, we were meeting it, but the SIR went up as the infection went up, which was to be expected. So, what does all this data tell us? For me, it shows a story of a lot of work over the past 3 years. It tells me we can do great things to prevent patient harm, but it also shows me that we consistently don't sustain the gains. This work really requires continuous oversight for process improvement. We all need to find the key to sustaining and get to zero infections and keep it there, as that should be the expectation for good patient care. So with that, I think as we begin the 11th scope of work and are going to be working on many of the same conditions, I think we all really need to look at how do we sustain the work that we did as staff turnover, new people come into play, maybe haven't had the same training, things stop when people leave, and we need to figure out how we can not let that happen. Our team at IPRO spent quite a bit of time taking a critical look at the past 3 years. We put together a document, which I emailed with the slides. It shows the key barriers and successes to each of the things that we addressed over the course of the project. We know it will help us as we begin the next scope of work, and we hope it will help you as you continue your work with HII reduction. So, what's next? The next scope of work starts next week on Friday, August 1st. There has been a change into having the webinar scheduled for August 6th to review the next scope of work, so we are not going to do that webinar. Instead, I'm going to tell you a little bit about the next scope, and we'll leave it up to you to contact me if you want details or are interested in continuing to work with us. The conditions are the same with the exception of the addition of VAE, and I know that most of you are working with Partnership for Patients and are already working on VAE. And in fact, Haney's will be working with us to do training on that in 2015. Another change is that this will be a five-year project instead of the traditional three-year QIO project, so that CMS is extending it by 2 years. For NHSN, we're going to need facility-wide rights to your NHSN data, and we will be working in both the ICU and the non-ICU units. Just so you all know, the majority of you for this scope of work worked in basically just ICU units. There were a couple non-ICU, but not very many. So the idea is to work in units with high infection rates, which is why we want to see how things are going across your facility. And we want to work closely with the nurse managers in those units, not just with the IPs. We really feel that the burden of the work needs to go to the nurse managers on the units and should not have to be with the infection prevention team. Also, I just wanted to let you know that we do have to report to CMS the hospitals that are going to continue working with us, and a new memorandum of agreement will have to be signed for the next scope of work. So if you are interested, you can contact me, and I will go over in detail what the next scope of work entails, and we'll give you the memorandum of agreement to get signed. Another change is that IPRA was awarded a contract that contains three states. So besides New York, we will also be working with South Carolina and Washington, D.C. So that's going to be a little bit of a change, and that we'll have a joint advisory committee, and all the tools that we develop will be developed together across the states, and the educational webinars will also be jointly across all the states. I'm actually looking forward to working with my counterparts in those areas, and I'm anxious to learn what they've done for best practices and what they can share with us. So I think we can all learn from what other states are doing, so I think it's a great opportunity. The biggest change is that we will be working in a collaborative setting. We're going to work with the Care Coordination Project. So besides the HII project, there are a number of other projects going on in the next scope of work, and one is Care Coordination. They work on coordinating care across healthcare settings in order to reduce hospital admissions. So they work with nursing homes and home care agencies, as an example, to make sure that care is transitioned for the patients as they go from setting to setting. Many of your hospitals are involved in this care coordination project. So some of you may know that and some of you may not, but if you question it, I can let you know if you are or not. So I'll be reaching out to you individually if you are working with them to let you know. This collaborative involves working together with other hospitals in your community or your hospital system. It entails monthly face-to-face meetings that evolve into a learning environment where data and experiences are openly shared so everyone learns and everyone teaches, resulting in great relationship buildings and great results. I've attended some of the care coordination meetings and was impressed with the openness and work that they had accomplished as a group to improve the care of all patients in their community. This gives us a new way to work on the same old conditions as we've been working, and I feel that it should be a lot of fun and that we can really learn and accomplish a lot by doing it this way in an open learning environment. I think it also will be helpful to involve other people within the hospital, such as those that are working on the care coordination team. So with that, I'm going to let Bill, who's Bill Gardner's on the phone with me. Do you have any questions, Bill?
I don't have any questions, but I do have just a couple of comments. The one of the things that we did put together were the barriers and success document that Carlene referred to, and those went out with the meeting invitation. I would encourage you to take a look at those. Many times when we go to on-site visits and talk about successes of other facilities, we can present a few of those ideas, but certainly not the breadth of what's in that document. They're only one-liners, they're bullet points, and if you needed any explanation or further explanation of what facilities had done or you wanted to talk about any of those interventions, I would be glad to do that with you. But I think it is a good overview of, and some pretty creative ideas about what people have done for each area of the project. The last thing I'd like to do is really thank you for your participation and also for the ability and opportunity to learn from you. You know, the interventions that were done are creative. You know, there's pockets of excellence. You know, people who need help are very willing to reach out and ask for it. And I think that, you know, we've made some great successes and had some great successes and made some great strides within the scope of the project and for the last 3 years. So, again, thank you for your help and for helping me help you.
Thanks, Bill. So, Demetrius, we'll see if there's any questions on the line, if you can let people know what they need to do to ask. And also, if you want to just type in a chat question in the chat box, you can do that. So, Demetrius, do you want to let us know how to...
Yes. Ladies and gentlemen, if you have a question at this time, please press the star and then the 1 key on your touch-tone telephone. If your question has been answered or you wish to remove yourself from the queue, please press the pound key. One moment for questions. And our first question comes from Liz Klimczak. You may proceed.
Hi. Thank you for guiding us through the 10th scope of work. It was a terrific experience for us. My question is related to the 11th scope of work. Carlene, as you were speaking, I was frantically jotting down. Is there something that you could provide us with in written form, everything that you said, so that we could share with other team members in our facilities in order to make the decision on whether we want to join up?
Yes. What I would like to do is, if any of the hospitals are interested, if you could let me know, and we will work on getting together a group. So the people that should know about it, Liz, in your facility, if you could gather them into a room, and I can go over some slides that go into much more detail about what the next scope is. So I'm going to address it. Instead of doing a big global webinar like I was going to on August 6th, I'm going to do individual ones with hospitals that are interested. So does that sound like something that you could do? You know, the parties that need to know about it, you could get them together for, you know, 45 minutes or so, and we can go through it.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
Yep.
Right. So what? And I'm sure some of the other people on the line are interested in doing that too. If you could just email me, not call me. For those of you that don't know, I'm actually out on medical leave, and I'm just working part time from home. So I don't have easy access to my phone line. So just send me an email, and we'll work on getting a call set up. Okay.
Okay. Okay. Great. Thank you.
Yep. Are there any other questions, Demetrius?
Once again, ladies and gentlemen, if you have a question at this time, please press the star and then the 1 key on your touchtone telephone. And our next question comes from Jessica Hayashi. You may proceed.
Thank you. Hi, Carlene and Bill. And again, thank you, too. This was a good scope of work project. Lots of learning went on. just a suggestion that I know you want to do one-on-ones with people that are interested, but small groups might work in that. I know I always find questions from other people helpful as well.
Yeah, just what I would say for you guys would be that we could do it with all of the St. Peter's health system together.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that would be fine. And you guys are on my list to contact.
Okay, good. Thanks.
Care coordination, so that would be fine.
Okay.
Any other questions?
Once again, ladies and gentlemen, if you have a question at this time, please press the star and then the one key on your touch-tone telephone. Okay, I'm no longer showing any more questions in queue.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
And people, I'm going to go to the slide with my email address, so feel free to email me with questions that you might not think of right now. So I just want to repeat what Bill said. We thank you for all the time that you've been devoting to this project over the last 3 years. It's been our pleasure to work with you. We've really enjoyed getting to know some of you on a very personal basis and, you know, feel that we're actually friends with some of you, which has been wonderful. So we hope to be able to continue working with the majority of you. And with that, I guess I'll say goodbye, and thank you all again.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for participating in today's conference. This does conclude the program, and you may all disconnect. Everyone have a wonderful day.